Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I am Rolando.
And I'm Johnny. Ho ho ho. Happy New Year.
And welcome to a very special episode of the Skeleton Boys, where we pick our top five horror movies of the calendar year of 2025.
Yes.
So I was waiting for you to say something punchy. Still waiting.
And Happy New Year.
There it is. Okay. So this could be, the episode's gonna be a little different. We're gonna just talk more loosely, get away from the format.
I'm gonna have a sinus problem, so that'll be some sort of fun flavor.
Yeah, people should know John and I are falling apart. His sinuses are inflamed, and my tooth is aching. So we're very we're crawling to the end of this year. So. But overall, John, do you want to just give me just your overall opinion of the year of 2025 that was in horror?
Oh, in horror. Pretty shit.
What are your impressions? What are your not bad takeaways?
At all. Had some really good stuff this year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff we didn't review.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff we did review, I got to say, has been some excellent horror. You know, we have a new black phone.
Yep.
That's all I got to say. I'm just kidding. We got two Osgood Perkins movies this year.
Yeah. Always delightful. And I'm sure another one next year, too. So.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah. Also, Director of Oddity is coming out with a new movie.
Oh, that's right. Very excited about that. Yes.
Most anticipated movie for next year.
Let's see. What else is there to say?
I would say, for me, horror, I think, had like a kind of went mainstream. I think this happens every year where there's always a couple of movies that break into the mainstream and are just sort of critics love them, audiences love them. This year, the two most talked about movies was Sinners, which looks like it's being championed to be a contender for Best Picture. Don't know if that's going to happen. Horror movies traditionally don't really win big awards in the Oscars, but there seems to be a real concentration of trying to get that movie at least nominated, if not win something, you know. Yeah. And frankly, one of the best, probably my favorite scene in a movie was the moment Ryan Coogler took to explain music through the times. And
oh, yes.
I still think that was one of the best, bravest things in a mainstream movie I've seen. And also the other movie that most people are talking about was Weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which we feel like we're kind of are a little indifferent to. Yeah. Not to tip our hand about what our top five are, but Weapons was widely talked about, and just Zach Kroeger is really getting a lot of attention. So pretty excited about what he does with Resident Evil next.
Yes. That's true, yes.
But just like last year, where we were sort of, everybody was talking about Nosferatu 2, we were like, well, okay. We were sort of like indifferent to it, just according to our tastes, right? So
yeah, because I'm going to be very blunt about it. I was going to put Weapons on my top five picks this year, but I don't know. It's like an honorable mention, I'm going to have to say.
I almost felt compelled to put Sinners, like sneak it in at number five or something, but
yeah.
I chose not to because I still feel like as much as that movie gets right, I just feel like the plot of the movie didn't really hit me because this feels like a retread of Dusk Till Dawn, which is not the worst thing. I mean,
no, it was a good movie. It was just, I think we try to like pick our five at like what we thought was the most creative and like fun and new.
Yeah, I like movies that challenge me and like make me think about contextually, like of all the movies I've ever seen, these five movies surprised me. I guess that's how I kind of picked my movies, and or if not, they echoed things that I already like, and they're sort of not retreads, but they're like sort of honoring past genres and staples and favorites in a smart and clever way. But I think there are a long list of movies that I feel like this was a good year in horror movies in general. I wouldn't say there's, I kind of feel like, I don't think there was like one theme this year that really kind of stood out to me more than any others. I felt we got a good mix of a lot of new and interesting voices in horror, like we do, you know, every year. So, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any other thoughts about 2025?
Yeah, that I think my number five is going to be split between two movies.
Oh, so you're cheating at six movies. Yes. So, okay. Already cheating, John. Here we go. Okay. Do you want to go first or you want me to go first? I see you scribbling. You go
first.
Okay. All right. So at number five for my top five movies of 2025, I have Hard Eyes. Nice. I think Hard Eyes is a fun throwback to clever 90s horror and 80s holiday themed horror. Hard Eyes, I think, is a good time. I feel like Last Act Reveals, in my opinion, never really fully earned it in that movie. But I think that their love for the genre and I think the movie perfectly honors proudly the movies that they're influenced by. So that was my number five, Hard Eyes.
Okay. Well, number five for me, coming in at number five, Corn in a Clown. I'm just kidding. that was a fun movie, but it wasn't great. I just wanted to say Corn in a Clown Field. God, this is tough for me. I'm going to give you two honorable mentions because we watched them this year.
Okay.
Only one of them came out this year, though. I think The Rule of Jenny Penny should get an honorable mention just because that was an excellent movie. It's just really hard to watch.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yep.
And Dr. Giggles, of course. I can't. Dr. Giggles. I have to mention Dr. Giggles.
One of our... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
But I think coming in at my number five is going to be Bring Her Back.
Bring Her Back. Okay.
Just all around excellent movie. I really, really enjoyed it. It's, you know, it's got everything. The body gore... the twist, like you really think one person is going to be the hero of the movie. It's not the case. Yeah, just really loved it.
Yep.
Excited for Talk to Me.
That's what it's called, right? Disney called the...
I think so. Talk to Me.
Talk to Me. I can't wait. I love these directors.
I hope the third one's called Three-Way Call. I'm just kidding.
Right. Okay. My number four may surprise you, John. Black Phone 2. So Ethan Hawke is Freddy Krueger. I honestly don't think there's anything else that needs to be said. I love Ethan Hawke. He's my favorite actor. I'll literally watch him in anything. I watch all his reels. I watch all his, like, I follow him on social media. Yeah, yeah. He's legitimately my favorite actor.
It's funny because that was almost my number four pick too.
But what I really like about Black Phone 2 is it's really just about like unhealed trauma and how that carries on from like generation to the next. Not a home run, in my opinion. I think that it doesn't quite land as well as the original Black Phone.
Right.
But I will say this, Black Phone 2 is doing something completely different and stays away from retreading the first movie. So that is my number two, Black Phone 2. Okay, I'm sorry, number four.
So my number four pick is Black Phone 2.
Okay.
It was my number four pick. I actually completely agree with everything you said, but I would have been remiss if it wasn't in my top five because it was probably one of my most enjoyed movies this year.
Yeah, same. It's a movie I thought about the most. And yeah.
I think it needs a third movie, and then I think these movies might feel really good all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. This definitely feels like a middle chapter, middle act.
Yeah, kind of like, I can't think of any good examples because I don't know how people can say It Chapter 2 was good. It was okay.
Yeah, a little long. Yeah, a little long.
A little kind of not great. Anyway.
Okay. My number three, this is probably going to surprise you, Ugly Stepsister.
Oh, that does surprise me. Yeah.
This is the one that I think I was most surprised. This movie kind of came out of nowhere for me. It's a movie that is graphic and violent, and I think it's like a wonderful kind of play on the Cinderella story. It was highly enjoyable. The body horror. And I'm not a body horror. It's a body horror movie, but wasn't really. I'm not my favorite genre, but I thought it worked. It was really, really good movie.
Fascinating looking, like early DIY plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I tried a couple of those things, didn't end up and look very good.
Well, now you got to tell us what you did. but that was my number three.
I thought about that one. I think mine's a little more commercial. My list is what's going on. Cause my number three is The Monkey.
Okay.
Yeah. I really love that movie. I enjoyed the shit out of it. I feel like a lot of people didn't understand it was supposed to be like absurdist, you know, like, and I really like that. Perkins is like, he's trying to do something different each movie. And I think that's really neat.
Okay.
That's my number two.
Okay. My number two movie is Companion. So we saw this pretty early this year, and I think it's, themes have resonated, I think, throughout the year. It's a really smart cutting satire, anchored by a really great performance by Sophie Thatcher.
Of course, always. Jack Quaid was great.
Jack Quaid was great. It's a...
Everybody was great.
Yeah, I love the deconstruction of, like, love and relationships in sort of, like, a modern time and sort of filtered through this... I don't even think it's spoiling anymore. That it's basically just, like, an android or whatever. And a robot or whatever. And that couldn't... And then still, this movie rings true as the year progressed. So, my... And really funny and smart, too. So, my number two movie is Companion.
Nice. Okay. My number two movie is Frankenstein.
Wow.
Frankenstein. I really loved it.
Okay. Like, yeah.
Again, I saw it in theaters. I saw it at home a couple of times. I was like, you know what? I really like this movie. This is my great expectations. This is my Mansfield Park.
Yeah.
It's this version of Frankenstein. I thought it was excellent. Loved it. I thought that acting all around was just really good too. I don't know. You know, the more you dissect the movie, the more I think it becomes just this beautiful story.
Good pick. Good pick. Yeah. Very good pick. Okay. So my number one is going to be a shocker. I can't even
guess which Friday the 13th it is, but
which Final Destination movie is it? No, I'm just kidding. It's all of them.
Oh, is Bloodline your number one pick? Did I guess?
I don't know. Well, it is. I'll tell you right now. It is.
Tune in next week.
Tune in next week. Yeah. Stay tuned. No, my favorite horror movie this year was David Lynch talking about It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes. Like, yes, it was beautiful. Just twist and turn. Yeah, it was really good.
Stumbled into that clip and literally I couldn't stop watching it. And then I found the longer version of it and I couldn't stop watching that either. But all jokes aside, my favorite movie of 2025 was The Monkey, which might surprise you because I think I was sort of like perplexed by the ending, lukewarm about it. But I think it's the best Final Destination movie ever made. Because it's
It's true. Yeah. The most clever. Yeah.
Yet it's still a very kind of thought provoking movie. And I feel like even though this is based on Stephen King, right? Is it Stephen King? Or it's based on, it's adapted, right?
It's adapted from a short story that he has, I think. Yeah.
I think Osgood Perkins kind of made it his own. And when the details of that came out about how he was, there's been so much about him and how he related it to his own life. Cause he's had so much tragedy in his life where, his dad, Anthony Perkins, comes out as gay and then like died the next day or died within the week of AIDS. And then his mom, horrifically died during 9/11.
Right? Yeah.
So he's had this like weird relationship, not weird, but he had this like very intense relationship with death. And this is sort of like his way of dealing with it. And I think the movie kind of exemplifies that. And the ending, I think, is like really challenged me. But yet the more I thought about it and when I revisited it, I got it. Like it worked for me finally. So I was like, I think this is probably the most thoughtful movie, most personal movie made this year for 2025.
Because the more you think about the ending, the more you think about if this is him reflecting his own life and traumas, how even at the end there's that school bus and then like a truck comes by and, you know, pops all the cheerleaders' heads off, and you're like, whoa, this movie's like getting goofy. But I think it's just how at this point in his life, when absurdity and death is around him, he just doesn't faze him as much. You know, to him it seems just as silly because life is just life. It's really good. All right. Can you guess what my number one pick is?
Do you want me to guess?
Yes. It's Wolfman. No, I'm just kidding.
Come True.
Come True. Yes, you got it. Damn.
Or what was that pool movie? Swim or was it Night Swim?
Night Swim. God, what a great.
Resonates 2 years later. It was good.
You know what? I also want to give Keeper a shout out. I really like that movie. I think I'm getting really into like fantasy movies, but they got to be made by Oswald Perkins.
Yeah.
No, Companion. I went with Companion.
You want the Companion? Great.
Yeah. I just thought that was overall probably my favorite horror movie this year. It's just fun. Not really a thinker, right? You're just in for the ride.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, going to go with Companion.
I was going to also... Dr. Giggles. I was just going to shout out a couple movies that we saw this year that didn't quite make it. Just super quick. I'll just list them. I Bring Her Back, obviously. Excellent movie. Wonderful directors. Can't wait to see what they do with the next Talk to Me movie. I really love Clown of the Cornfield. Clown of the Cornfield is like good. My number six. Yeah. And all it has, it could have been number five. Because I like to leave five as like my fun movie. Like last year was Abigail and this year was Hard Eyes. Love Final Destination Bloodline. The series that could do no wrong. It's my favorite horror series. Now, after we reviewed it last year, you highlighted Role of Jenny Penn. Excellent movie. I think everybody should watch it at least once. Sinners was an excellent movie. Dangerous Animals, I really loved. And of course, Weapons. These are all good movies this year.
What would you say? This is going to be a tough question. What was the worst movie we reviewed, in your opinion?
The worst movie like that came out this year?
That we reviewed this year.
Okay, that reviewed for this year. Okay, I could just...
Because if we're going to go the worst movie that came out this year, I'm probably going to lean in towards The Conjuring Last Rites, to be honest.
Yes.
Because even I think Wolfman had more
soul
to it than that movie.
I feel like Wolfman was... It's hard to pick on the independent movies because it's kind of like they're already limited in budget and time, and like the directors don't really have a ton of experience. But yeah, Conjuring Last Rites was a stinker on very high proportions. I would also say The Wolfman and 2, I think, was a miss. I think it definitely had ideas, but they didn't really translate it to a particularly good movie. I would say
Marshmallow was actually better than I thought it was. It just didn't land at the end, but yeah.
Yeah, Marshmallow was kind of like one of those where it's like a very small movie. I don't really like to pick on small movies for having limitations. Yeah. Marshmallow. But yeah, so Conjuring Ryan Last Rites is probably, I don't like saying the worst movie, but probably the biggest disappointment.
Yeah, I've got to agree with that. We didn't talk about The Parenting. I did think that was a really funny movie.
I thought it was a great movie. Yeah, not a lot of people talked about it. I thought it was a fun movie.
What was it? Edie Falco set something up about something she used to do that was cute to her son, and then she tries to do it at the end. It was really fucking funny. I don't think I've ever seen Edie Falco be that funny, and I was like, wow, she's really good.
Yeah, I did not know she was in the Avatar movies. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. But to be fair, I've only seen the first one because I don't give a shit about any of the other ones.
Yeah, about 20 years ago, I only saw the Avatar once. Whatever the fuck that movie came out. So that was our look at our top five movies of 2025. And
what would have made the list if we had reviewed it?
What?
I think my number five pick probably would have been VHS Halloween. That movie was a mind fuck. It was so weird.
Those movies are so hard to, like, they're very hit and miss. Like, yeah, either going to be good or they're going to be bad. So I think that's why we avoid them, to put them on here, because we've watched them in the past, but it's kind of like, I don't know.
Like,
it's kind of like
one, though, I will say there isn't really a weak story.
Mm.
Like the one we did, what was the previous one we did? The Beyond.
Beyond. Yeah, the sci-fi themed one. Yeah.
Which it was like, some of them were pretty good stories and others I'm like, I'm kind of bored.
Yeah.
Was that the one where they shot the people hanging out at the lake and they stayed alive?
Yeah. Your favorite Kate Siegel.
Did it come full circle the way you thought it would? I'm like, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah. Your favorite horror film director, Kate Siegel?
Yes. Yeah. Sure, maybe. I don't know. Like, I was
she's
like,
really good. Really good. Really good. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of her acting, but if that's the way she writes and directs, I'm fucking here for it.
Right. Alrighty. Super excited about 2026 in horror. I also want to thank our small but dedicated legion of listeners. We see you guys. So, you know, we appreciate.
We did love Sinners. We did love Weapons. Come at us. We just don't want mainstream shit on here. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it seems that way, right? We're contrarians. We're constantly contrarians of whatever's popular. But yeah, no, it's just sincerely thank you everybody for listening to our show. We've actually feel like we've grown the show a little bit. So small but dedicated legion of people. So thank you for taking the time to listen. Please email us or Instagram us anything. We're open to talk. So
send us coupons, just whatever.
Coupons.
Yeah, I'll take some coupons.
Okay.
Have you seen grocery prices? I'll take coupons.
It's a very specific ask, but
coupons to massages, whatever.
To all massages. Okay. Fair enough. Alrighty. Alright, guys, girls, non-binary pals, thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky and have a happy new year.